This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. A look now at the dividing gap between rich and poor Americans in farm country. The House Agriculture Committee leadership rolled out its version of the new five-year farm bill today, 550-plus pages. We sent Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters out to talk to small and big farmers about how the bill might affect them.
Aaron Lehman is a fifth-generation farmer. He has around 600 acres of corn and soybeans in central Iowa, and that's considered a small farm in the United States.
We provide all the ownership and all the management and all the labor for our operation.
Lehman just finished applying herbicide to one of his soybean fields. Now he's folding in the long metal arms of his decade-old sprayer. He has to jam a screwdriver into one of its hinges.
This one's been causing me problems. It's supposed to easily fold, but I'm having...
For years, Lehman received what's known as direct payments. That's money from the Fed, whether he produced a crop or not. This year, he got around $8,000. But those direct payments are going away, which will save the government about $5 billion a year. Lehman says he's fine with that.
Restrictions need to be tighter. The farm program is taking some big cuts. There's less money for this farm bill than there was in the last farm bill, by far.
But it's a balancing act. How much can the government scrap without hurting farmers? Lehman says there's still room for cuts. He looks to those gigantic farms that just seem to get bigger every year.
I can't help to feel, but some of that's been fueled by direct payments and going to some very large operations and subsidies going to some very large operations. Those guys have probably been expanding more than anybody in the farm world.
Lehman says that's troubling. He thinks there are opportunities for small and mid-sized farms to expand. But Lehman says taxpayer money shouldn't be used to prop up huge farms.
If you want to go farm three counties worth of farm ground, fine, go at it. But the rest of us aren't going to help pay the bill.
Under the Senate's version of the bill, farmers who make more than $750,000 a year would receive less government money in the form of crop insurance subsidies.
In my mind, it's a discrimination on certain farmers versus another.
That's Kevin Ross. He's the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Assets don't exactly necessarily mean profits, and we tie up a lot of money in risk every year.
In other words, Ross says just because a farmer looks rich on paper doesn't mean they're wealthy. A lot of that money has to be reinvested right back into the farm. Let's get another farmer's take, Mark Benson. He farms around 500 acres in southeastern Iowa. Benson couldn't live the lifestyle he'd like on this farm alone. He also works part-time as a seed dealer for ag giant Pioneer. Today he's out surveying his fields. He pulls up a stalk of corn and cuts it open with his pocket knife.
The interior of the plant's very healthy. Nothing's bored into it, so it's looking good right now.
Benson says limitations on crop insurance wouldn't affect his business, but some of the farmers he sells seeds to could take a hit.
I can see two sides of that. We have some big customers that, you know, that would affect them. But, when the government's subsidizing it, why, they get to have some say in it.
Those wealthier farmers would have to pay more of their own money to insure their crops. The Senate version of the bill could be the best offer on the table. The farm bill now heads to the House, where even bigger cuts to farm programs are expected. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters from Marketplace.